This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Once more, we're offering some thoughts as we look ahead to the spring season, and this time focusing on landscape improvement planning. Joining us via phone is Dennis Patton. Dennis is the Research and Extension Horticulture Agent in Johnson County. And you don't go about landscaping as a homeowner willy-nilly here. There needs to be some level of thought put into this, certainly, Dennis.
That's correct. You know, it's an investment, both of your time and your money. And so winter, you know, when we can't do much outside, it's a good time to, you know, when you're driving up to the house, whatever, you know, taking a walk, just give a really critical look to your house and just kind of say, is this saying the type of house, you know, what I wanted to say, you know, are the plant materials looking tired, overgrown, run down? What does our house say to the people that drive up and down the street, the road, walk by our house? Does it really project the image of what we really want it to say? And that's what I call the curb appeal. You know, a nice landscaped home can increase the value of it. All sorts of data research shows that homes that have a nice, pleasing approach sell faster than those that do not. So there's just all sorts of reasons why we want to spiff up that curb appeal.
So if one is going to seriously assess their current landscape situation and look at plant material that may be waning, what's the best tip off for knowing that that shrub, that bush, that tree should be replaced?
You know, sometimes I think you just know it. You just don't want to admit it. You know, it's the shrub that keeps growing too big. You keep whacking it back. You always have to cut it back. Or on the other hand, you cut it back so many times, it just kind of looks like, you know, death warmed over. It's just seen better days. And, you know, a lot of shrubs, you know, people don't want to hear this, but a lot of shrubs after 10-plus years, they're mature. They're in their old age. They've kind of done the peak of their life. And sometimes they just need to be freshened up. And also, shrubs can date your home, too. You know, much like the carpet you pick or the color of your appliances or the color of the walls, your shrubs also can date the home too, as when they were trendy or popular. And so sometimes, like I said, it's just good to have that facelift.
All right. Well, then, if one's going about that facelift, if they're going to make some significant changes in plant material, they need to follow some rules of landscape layout to some degree, don't they?
That's correct. There's several really easy guidelines I like for people to follow and help avoid mistakes. One is what I call the one-third rule. And by that I mean about one-third of the plant material in the front of the house should be evergreen. That way you have year-round color, year-round interest, but then you also have the other two-thirds of the plant material to have different forms, textures, flowers, fall color, really to create a lot of interest. And the other mistake a lot of people make is planting too close to the home. They shove those little plants right up next to the foundation, and then it's hard to get to the house to trim them, to paint the house, just do general maintenance upkeep, or they rub against the siding and cause damage. And so the other rule I like for people to follow is the 1/2 + 1 foot rule. So that means if a shrub spreads 5 feet, you plant it 2.5 feet plus 1 foot, so 3.5 feet from the house, so 1/2 their spread plus 1 foot rule, and that way that the shrub doesn't rub up against the house, and you get behind there to do general maintenance and routine chores. And there's one other really good rule, too, and that is the height rule. You know, if you've got windows and you don't want to get out there shearing and pruning back, only select shrubs that maximum height is lower than the windows of your house. That'll save you a lot of time and effort and energy because now you don't have to prune to keep them in bounds.
You have to think ahead.
That's
and
right.
Not just a week or two or a month, 10 years ahead perhaps even.
Yes. You know, those little plants in the little 1 or 2 gallon containers that may be the size of a basketball, you know, it's hard to believe in 5 years that could be 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. It's just how robust plants grow when they're well established and really like their climate and spot.
Well, this is a great time to start pulling those thoughts together. What you want in a landscape makeover. Dennis, thanks so much for the input right here.
Eric, thanks so much.
Our guest, Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent, Dennis Patton. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.